North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell. This is Friday, May 15. Well, Governor Charlie Baker announced the expanded COVID-19 testing capacity in Massachusetts yesterday. This is the governor at his press briefing.
With over 410,000 tests conducted to date, Massachusetts is currently a top five testing site per capita, and we're going to continue to expand our capacity where we can. As I said yesterday, Massachusetts currently has the lab capacity to process about 30,000 tests per day, and labs are continuing to utilize test processing for about 10 or 12,000 tests per day. That's good progress, but we need to do more. Earlier today, CVS announced the launch of 10 new COVID-19 drive-through testing sites at CVS locations across Massachusetts. CVS has been an early partner in the Commonwealth's work to expand testing, launching drive-through test sites as we were beginning to ramp up our testing process. These new sites are part of CVS's first rollout of its national testing expansion program, which is starting in just a handful of states.
One of those CVS testing sites will be right here on the North Shore in Danvers. The governor also was asked about the state budgets and local budgets, and right now there are a lot of questions.
It's hard to figure out exactly where we're going to land on a number of elements associated with the budget. I mean, keep in mind that by pushing the April 15th tax filing date off to July 15th, we actually don't know the answer to the biggest element of our spring season, which is what happens on April 15th. We'll find that out in July. We are still only, for sort of revenue collection purposes, 6 weeks or so into this. If you think that it really, in March, remember, we actually exceeded our tax benchmark for the month of March because this thing really didn't land until you got right toward the end of the month. April was terrible, but April was terrible in part because we had sort of the full brunt of COVID, but also nobody filed their tax payments if they owed because they're not due until July. So local communities and the Commonwealth are still trying to figure out exactly where this all lands.
Governor Charlie Baker speaking at Thursday's COVID-19 Massachusetts update. In Salem, the number of total cases of residents who have tested positive for the coronavirus stands at 508. Of those, 303 are active. This is coming from today's Salem News. In Beverly, officials reported Thursday a total of 512 confirmed cases with 68 deaths and 154 recovered. The hospital updates from the Salem News today, there were 10 fewer confirmed cases of coronavirus patients at the Beverly Hospital and the Addison Gilbert Hospital in Gloucester as of Thursday, dropping that number to 42. Six of those patients are in intensive care, one more than on Wednesday. At North Shore Medical Center in Salem, they saw an increase of 7 patients with coronavirus on Thursday afternoon, bringing that number up to 86. There were also 18 patients receiving care in the ICU, 2 more than the day before. There were 27 patients under investigation for coronavirus, a dozen fewer than on Wednesday. All told, a total of 492 patients have been admitted, treated, and discharged from the hospital. In Saugus, Chestnut Woods Rehabilitation Center has now reported 12 deaths related to COVID-19. Elise Carmesino writes in today's Daily Item that on May 13, the home said it had seen a total of 87 coronavirus cases since the start of the outbreak, including 68 resident cases and 19 staff cases. According to a statement from Chestnut Woods Administrator Kyle Lossier, 49 residents are still ill, while 7 have recovered, and 15 staff members who have tested positive have since returned to work. Jury trials in Massachusetts may not resume until September, and that might depend on whether school resumes in the fall, trial court officials said in a letter released on Thursday. Julie Manganis, writing in today's Salem News, writes this, that that's among a number of the issues, including exactly how the courts will be able to seat anywhere from 7 to 16 people in jury boxes that were never designed for social distancing. But in the letter signed by Supreme Judicial Court Justice Ralph Gantz, Trial Court Chief Justice Paula Carey, and Appeals Court Chief Justice Mark Green, There is also an indication that some things may have permanently changed, including conducting more, if not most, proceedings via telephone or video conference. Much more on this story in today's Salem News. Those are some of the stories making news on the North Shore today. Thanks so much for joining us on North Shore Today. Rick Moore is off today. Be back next week. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks again for joining us. You can always email us with any comments or suggestions by emailing us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. Thanks so much for joining us. Watch out for the weather today, but then enjoy what looks to be a great weekend.